screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey. D-Lo and KC in the building. Appreciate you, James. Yeah, my guy. Yeah, Jesse, I was about to say something smart. Ah, my guy. I was about to say something smart there. You know, we had to open.
Smart about what?
No, just, no, I ain't going to do nothing, man. Cause
say it.
I was just going to say, you know, you hear the open. You know what I'm saying? You hear the intro.
Oh. I ain't going to let it. Yeah, now I get it.
I ain't saying it. You just hear the intro. You know
it's called
vibes.
A subliminal, kids.
you know the vibes. You know what we've been doing out here for years now.
Shout out to everyone. Whatever. With us. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say because those are my people.
Yeah, right. No, it's all jokes.
Yeah, those are my people. D-Lo and KC on this July 23rd edition, the 23rd. Such a boring day. Such a letdown of a day. You know, it's just.
It is.
23rd, just another day, bro. July 23rd is just kind of whatever. You know
it's actually
what
my brother's birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all July right. Birthdays now, I realize.
Barry Bonds, birthday July 24th.
Shout out Barry Bonds. I fought so long the last couple years. Like, no, Otani's better. And eventually, like, let me throw in a couple Barry Bonds highlights, these stats. Let me get reintroduced or whatever. And it's just, nah. I've just been stuck on, like, Barry Bonds. It's like, there you go. I don't care if you steroids, this and that. Like, bro. It's insane.
I've never.
And the way he talks about just hitting and stuff like that is like, yeah. This is the man. He's like got that Michael Jordan mentality, which is no.
I was watching something of his talking about hitting, like you said, and he was like, yeah, the way I approached it was, you know, hitting is easy. It's just like catching. You got a guy back there, a catcher who has the catcher's mitt, and he catches the ball every time. Every time, no matter how fast it is, no matter how much it curves, whatever, he catches it every time. I could do the same thing. My utensil just isn't a glove. It's a bat. So I just would catch the ball with my bat. He makes it sound so easy. Like, just like, oh, yeah, just catch the ball with your bat. Like, yeah. All right, Barry. All right, bro.
Everyone else is like, oh, I went 3-for-10 this week. Yeah, whatever, man.
Just catch the ball with your bat. But, yeah, that's the goal. I'd be hard-pressed to ever. I would even push back when people were talking about Trout. And Trout's numbers got crazy. For a second, Trout yeah. Was crazy with what he was doing, but I was like, nah, he's gonna have to do that for another decade to be bombed.
Real quick, PSA, because I'm seeing it all over the chatty house now. All right, just gonna pick Tyler's message. Look, I have no issues with Rafael Devers. I'm happy he hit 2 home runs today. Fine, whatever. That's cool. He wants to play first base now. Great, whatever.
Well, look, I mean, look, shout out to the Giants.
Shout out, Rafi.
Shout out to the Giants for allowing him to be a baseball player. You know, that's all he wanted. That's all he wanted. He just wanted to be a baseball player.
Could have played first base at Fenway.
Well, after they tried to throw him in there and say, no, you're never. What they tell him? You ain't never going to touch a glove. You don't need that. Don't
bring your glove. Alex Cora told him in spring training, yeah, leave your glove at home.
After that, I'm like, oh, now you want me to play first base. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll go in the batting cage.
Nah, like, he's playing first. Like, Joe Brazil came into the studio yesterday. He's like, you see, Ralph, he's playing first. Like, how do you feel? Like, honestly, like, I don't. It's fine. Whatever. Like, I get why it didn't work out. I don't know.
Just, that situation.
I get it. Like, the GM, like, it was on both sides, but I get why Rafi felt so, I guess.
That situation became about the principality of
the
situation.
Yeah, exactly.
As Big Worm would say on Friday. And Rafi was at the point of no return. He wasn't answering Ortiz's phone calls and texts and all this other.
I tell you what, when when Team A or whatever brings out Star A, like, to kind of do PR, it works. David Ortiz was out there. Hey, guys, he didn't text me. He had the screenshots. It's like, what do you guys want me to do? He didn't text him. Like, I guess Rafi was this bad person.
That's what, they had to do what he had to do. They had to go get him. But, yeah, by the way, Giants win 9-3, I think it is today. They've won 2 in a row. Rafael Devers, I think he played yesterday at first. I want to say he got 2 hits. I don't have my computer in front of me. But in the last 2 games, I think he's something like 5-for-8 in the first two games at first base, man, with two home runs, had a mammoth shot for the second home run. I just seen that right now.
Yeah, that second one he hit today was disgusting.
The first one was crazy because that the way he swung at it, it felt like it should have been a pop up to short right, and it finds a way out in the right field. So the Giants get two in a row. The Giants are just going to do this. I'm fully mentally and emotionally prepared, and I don't know where this ends up. But they're going to do this thing where they lose six in a row or five of six, and then they're going to win four of six, five in a row, something like that. And they're going to do this all the way into September. Yesterday we had a plan to talk about it. We didn't get to it. I don't know if they can get into the postseason playing that way. The three teams ahead of them in the wild card, obviously the Dodgers, who lost again. The Dodgers got some. I think they're still the favorites.
Damn near turned into the Los Angeles Angels with Ohtani. Brothers in four home runs or a home run in the last 4 days or whatever, and it's like, yeah, no,
results
it's not,
and nothing. They wins. Almost they beat the Twins the other night to stop their. No, they didn't have a losing streak because they beat the Giants twice. But they had lost a lot of games in the last 10 or something like that. They had lost something like seven of their last nine or something like that. And they beat the Twins, but they almost blew that one. Carlos Correa almost tied it up in the ninth.
Weight room.
Yeah, well, warning track power, you know. Shout out Carlos Correa. Should have been a Giant if Farhan would have done what he was supposed to do. You know what I mean? But I say all that to say, the Dodgers are struggling, but I still think they're going to win the NL West. Worst case scenario, they're a wild card, and the Padres win it. But when you talk about the Giants and their ability to get into the postseason, as things stand right now, they got to be better than the Cubs, the Padres, and the Mets. And playing the way the Giants play, I don't know.
So look at old baseball thing, trade deadline coming up. Are they buyers or sellers then? Are you going forward, or is this let's wait?
I don't know who you're selling. You know, I'm not sure if you should be a buyer.
Money in your pocket at that point.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you should be a buyer. I don't want to say that, but what you selling Wilmer Flores, who had a monster home run last night? Maybe you're selling him.
Anyone you get team control over for the next few years, Dan? No, you're keeping.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what Wilmer's contract situation's looking like, but.
I feel like Wilmer has a year or two left, and he's been good. He's up there a little bit, but then you got this situation. Like, all right, they win today. They won two in a row. They were DOA for the last week and a half.
Wilmer Flores is on the last day of his deal. He had a player option this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the guy you sell. Maybe. And Wilmer's also a guy that you don't really have a position for. So maybe, you know, you can use him to bring you back somebody else. But here's the thing, though. Here's the killer. We talk about buyers or sellers. Just oh, my goodness, almost broke this armchair. Jesse brought this up on Monday after the Giants got swept in Toronto and said buyers or sellers. I said, nah, not yet, because you still got the wild card. They lose the first two games, the first game in Atlanta, and I write in the rundown, yeah, I think it's about done. They're not going to move past the three teams that's ahead of them in the wild card. Now they've won two in a row, and they're a game and a half out of the wild card, and the Mets come to town this weekend? Yeah, the Mets come to town this weekend. You take two out of three from the Mets, who have a Francisco Lindor, who I was struggling right now mightily. Now all of a sudden you're in the wild card.
I think Lindor's 0 for his last 31.
Yeah, I didn't want to get Chatty House. So I didn't.
I'm hoping I didn't get Chatty House because you're hoping. I think that's legit. Yeah, that's legit. That's his worst hitless streak in his career. We're standing on that stat.
Okay, all right. It sounded so crazy. I was like, man, I didn't get a chance. I saw that. I didn't get a chance to double check. So I was like, I'm just gonna.
If
say
I saw
struggling.
It and you saw it, I think that's two sources were good.
I'm saying it's just, hey, it's tough. But he's coming to San Francisco this weekend struggling. You get two out of three from the Mets, all of a sudden, you are in the wild card. So, yeah, I don't know if you can sell. I don't know if you can say, and this is the frustrating thing about the Giants. This is what they're going to do, I think, for the majority of the rest of the season until we get to mid-September. And then it's going to be about winning. You have to win to get in. So they win today, beat the Braves 9-3. Devers, he may be cooking again. He may be back. So we'll keep our eye on that. I think they got a travel day today, and then they start the three-game series on Friday with the Mets. And the Dodgers are playing this afternoon, too. Dodgers, Giants, after all that's said and done, I know it's not like two games away, but after all that's gone on, they might find themselves five games back of the Dodgers at the end of today. One game back, maybe one and a half games back of the final wild card spot. So keep playing baseball, fellas. Let's go. Let's see what we got. We got a lot more. Usually, you know, it's Casey and friends. That's how we got to do it. But, you know, some people, you know, they're sick. You know, it's dicey out here with the weather changing and all this other stuff. So we had to fill some things up. It's just going to be me. We rocking. We talking. We're going to talk some football today. 49ers training camp going on. I see there's already a little bit of issue in the wide receiver room again with an injury. And Jesse, it looks like it doesn't matter if they play summer league in the NFL or they go to training camp that's quote-unquote more controlled.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just do the summer league.
No, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. I'm more right.
We'll talk about it. We'll break it all down. I'll tell you what we're talking about. It's D-Lo and KC. It's ESPN 1320.
Don't make that face. You, Kyle Renata, any other Giants fan in the chatter house, whoever, care. All right, Kyle Harrison will be the truth.
Kyle Harrison will
mark
be the
my
truth.
Word.
D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. I'm rocking some most of the show today. I forgot to mention this. I know rundown, but I got to tell my boy Jesse. I'm not solo the entire time. James Hamm coming up at 3 p.m.
I saw we got another guest today.
We do have another guest. Daryl Guru Johnson, my guy. He's going to pull up on me, man. We're going to pull up. We got him on the stream. We're going to talk to my guy. So the only thing bad about Guru, and I'm about to text this to you, Jesse, is I was like, yo, can you do the stream? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, all right, what's the email? Do you remember his email? Because
I might have it saved if Gmail has it saved, I guess.
When he shot it to me, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this. Like, I'm showing you right now. It's like, come on, man. What's this guy doing, bro? What's this guy doing?
Okay. Oh, okay. Hey, that's how it is sometimes.
I ain't gonna say it because I don't want to put the man's email out there. But
it's nothing crazy, by the way.
Come on, man. No, it's nothing crazy.
Yeah, nothing crazy. It's
nothing crazy. It's just ridiculous. That's what it is. It's ridiculous.
Man, just loyal.
We'll give him an opportunity to talk about that. He probably don't get a chance to talk about that so much being in the Bay Area. We're gonna give him a chance to talk about that a little bit. So we'll have a good time with my man. Guru at about 2:15.
I wonder if he'll defend Jerry Jones. I wonder where Cowboys fans are at with that guy now.
I don't think Cowboys fans like Jerry Jones.
Yeah, because I feel like if you've, like, Stanley swears by him. I feel like Stanley's been around for a while watching this Cowboys. I feel like if you've been around for a while, like, it's just, I'm stuck with Jerry Jones. Like, hey, the 90s, right? Like, if you're just this new age Cowboys fan, it's like, oh my gosh, put him at a home already. like I said, we can ask Guru that and all that stuff.
I think the old school fans are tired of Jerry too. I think they treat him the way Raider fans treat Mark Davis and treated Al Davis.
Yeah, I was tough at the end too.
Yeah, they were kind of done with Al. They liked him for what he brought to the table, but it was like, yo, we ain't never winning with this dude. So we'll see what's going on with that. Two things that I want to talk about real quick before we get into the sports situations and, you know, talking about training camp, talking about football and everything that's going on there. Appreciate everybody who gave the well wishes yesterday for your boy's birthday, man. Had a great birthday, man. I appreciate you guys for that. Went home last night, had some Baker family wine. I had the white wine. I had that one right there, but that was, I should have had it with dinner, but I ended up having it after dinner because I had a nice little steak last night, steak and potatoes, Caesar salad. The wife hooked it up.
Steak and potatoes is undefeated.
It absolutely is. She cooked up a steak that you probably pay $150 for.
Something you can't get at Morton's, Ruth Chris. Shout out D'Lo, huh?
Well,
or maybe you can. The steak at those places is good.
Yeah, well, yeah. Whose side are you on?
Yeah. Nah, Ruth Chris did me kind of dirty last time.
Well, what steak did you get?
Well, the steak was fine, but it was just my sides were.
I'm not vouching for that. I'm not vouching for the sides. Morton's is good.
Morton's treated as well that one time.
Morton's treat is good. And I just think, well, I don't know if Damien's ever gotten a steak from there, but I think he's gotten the wrong set. I'm telling you, the Cajun ribeye is the joint, or the Cajun, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, the Cajun ribeye. That's the one. That's that one. They let that thing marinate and everything.
We'll get back to your night yesterday, but it's like, also, D'Lo had a bad night that one time we went. Maybe he hadn't been back since, so I get it. But how was your steak, though?
Steak was fantastic. Steak was fantastic at Morton's and last night. But I capped it all off with some Baker Family Wines. My guy Filthy McNasty was asking me earlier, like, how was the wine that I had? It was absolutely fantastic. I got the white wine because that's the one I usually go with. That's the one I rock with. I think people say red wine goes with steak a little better. I like the red wine too. Like, I'm not really picky. Like, I'll have whatever wine is there for the most part. Like, if you're like, oh, we don't have no white wine, we just got red, all right, put it in a glass, it's good, I'm good, it's all good. But I had the white wine last night. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And that was the second or third time I've had Baker Family Wines. It gets, for me at least, it gets better each time I have some. Smoother, smooth taste, all this other good stuff. I might double back have another bottle tonight. This is getting dangerous.
Why not?
Another bottle tonight. So yeah, that's how that went down.
I gotta get on my Y5, I guess, or whatever. Yeah, I haven't really gotten into wine yet.
It'd be like LeBron and Steve
Sophisticated.
Nash. Yeah, and circled around in the glass, all that other
Have
good
you been
stuff.
Seeing Kyrie and not even the Spaces, but I guess him and KD talking about the time in Brooklyn?
KD
mentioned something about Steve Nash, then Kyrie was just talking more about that.
Yeah, so I've vaguely seen it. I vaguely saw it. I know KD and Nash were talking pretty openly on the podcast with LeBron and Nash.
Yeah.
KD was a guest, and they were talking a little openly about just the time in Brooklyn, and Steve Nash was talking about it. I feel like Kyrie responded to that, and I don't know. Do you know how he was saying it?
Like, I haven't even really got into it, but I think it's just more telling his side. But I don't think it's like drama or anything like that, but it's just players don't really do that.
Mm. I'm going to have to tap into it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to. I want to hear that whole episode because I've seen that episode came out maybe 2 weeks ago, and it still got clips circulating. So I got to check that out for sure. I did want to say this. I did want to talk about the place that I love. I love Odyssey. I do. I love it here. But two things. Number one, I mean, look, they're trying. I think they're trying. I mean, and whoever's putting stuff in there, whether it's Joe, whether it's Jonathan, you know, maybe Seth, maybe Vanessa.
I think that's been passed off from the engineers. I don't think they're doing that anymore.
Yeah, they probably said, I'm done with this crap. You guys have me building a whole nother stage somewhere. Like, I don't know.
Bro, they're building a room now. Did you see? No. Seth was on a ladder the other day, just drilling, just doing whatever the engineers do here. It's like, did you guys know how to do this going in? It's like, nah, we just kind of learn on the fly.
Well, did you see what's my guy? I'm sorry, the
Matt?
New, yeah,
yeah, yeah, Matt.
Isn't he a salesman? Isn't he on the sales team?
No, he's engineer too.
Oh, okay, because I saw him like putting together a bench, and I thought he was on the sales team.
Oh,
I was like,
no, that'd be hilarious if we had sales. Oh, hey, hey, might be time.
What's going on here? That's crazy. But whoever is in control of the Snack Shack, and I mean, it's literally the most random group of snacks, drinks, or whatever I've ever seen. And it's fallen. It's sad.
It's over with. It's done. It's done. Just call it as it's done. Shout out to whoever still tries. We appreciate you, but it's over with. Just get the old snacks back. I'll get my debit card and we'll just go back to that. Whatever.
Bring back,
fine, you guys
bring
won
back
you
the
won
vending machine, bro, bring it back. I was spending like $70.
Yeah, it was
a week
horrible. It was awful. Yeah,
machine.
I was going back three times a day.
But bring it back, because that little refrigerator situation, my goodness, they got like two regular Dr. Peppers, three Diet Dr. Peppers, two Sprites and a bubbly sparkling water.
Yeah, that's
with some fruit cups, like four fruit cups, two peaches, and a banana maybe.
And that's the thing too. Like, let's all keep it real, all right? The fruit is there because I'm sure people are like, oh yeah, we need to be healthier, yada yada yada, all that nonsense. Okay, what's gone, Kenny? The candy, the chips are gone. All right,
fruit keeps going.
All
bad.
The juice and the sodas is gone. What's there? The sparkling water, the fruit. All of the fruit is still there. It's literally just there for you to look at.
Don't they have like kiwi in there or something like that?
They used to be, and then you know what? It went bad.
Jesus. Let's not talk about the
oranges. The oranges were a health hazard.
Oh, my gosh. It's just.
Bring back the bad snacks.
Yeah.
That's just, like, enough of the whole, oh, yeah, we need fruit. We need healthy stuff. No, you guys aren't going to eat it because it's rotting in the fridge right now.
Bring back the vending machine so I can get the Snickers and I can get the Twix.
Exactly.
The
yeah, fine. Take our money. Yeah, you guys want.
Just do this because this. This isn't gonna get it done. How are you gonna have no snacks and no vending machine? What are we supposed to do? We're here 9 hours.
No, Friday's gone.
Fridays, Wednesdays are gone.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
At least they try to do something on Thursday. Although I get here and all the good donuts are gone.
What was the name of the hot dog Wednesday thing?
You tell me.
No, I forgot face right now. So you have to tell us.
No, I think you remember what it was called, bro.
No, I'm confused. Don't remember.
It was called Wiener Wednesday.
This show's so stupid. Hey, bring back the chili dogs for real, though.
No, they can keep the chili dogs.
Oh, chili dogs are fine.
They can keep the chili dogs. No, that's just regular hot dogs. I don't need a chili dog. Or give me an option. Get five chili dogs, get five regular hot dogs. Don't force me to have the chili dog. This also came up because I said there was two things, and you said, building's pretty empty today. Oh, yeah, no. This was the company day at the baseball game.
Yeah, Odyssey at the ballpark.
Yeah, Odyssey at the ballpark, and, you know, I got the emails from our guy, Bill. He's like, hey, everybody meet at this entrance. Hey, we're going to be at this suite. It's going to be a good
dogs.
Time. Yeah, good time. Nah, sports show's here. Sports show's here. Well, everybody else at the baseball game?
The weather's great, by the way.
Nah,
weather's great.
One of the great day baseball games you could ever have in Sacramento.
Is Bryce Eldridge playing?
I think so. Luciano might be playing too.
And what are we? Just two guys just doing a stupid sports show here. Right now.
We're just here. So it's good though. I love my people. It's cool.
This is like going to like a pop culture event or some pop concert, not inviting the wake up call.
Right. We looking
the hell is 1320 doing at the Ariana Grande concert?
We out here looking like Squidward looking out the window, looking at SpongeBob and Patrick having
exactly
a good time.
What it is.
Yeah, man. We'll come back though. We're here to work. We're here for you guys, man. We got you guys. And we're gonna dive into football. We're gonna dive into training camp. 49ers, they got underway. I'm right about having the 7-on-7 summer league, and we'll explain why I'm right, because these injuries could happen at any time. Why not make it a little bit more entertaining? We'll break it all down. It's D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. There's some interesting things going on in a positive way. 49ers camp, we're getting into that. But I do want to address something that kind of had the chatty house buzzing during the break. In the studio, there's something playing about the Giants. I think this is maybe the 2012 team or something like that. Maybe 2014. I don't know. Maybe even 2010. But Tim Lincecum is up there, and I was just like, yo, that's one of my favorite Giants of all time, of absolutely all time. And Jesse asked the question, in their prime, you got game 7, you got a championship on the line. Who do you want to take the mound? Lincecum, Kane, or Bumgarner? Almost everybody said Bumgarner. I said Lincecum, but I'm not going to argue anybody that says Bumgarner. And part of that is we saw Mad Bum in that exact scenario. It's one of the great performances in sports history, what he did in game 7 against the Royals on the road. I just always remind people, Tim Lincecum in his prime of 2010, and to be honest with you, 2010 wasn't even his prime. Like 20, Mad Bum I know he's a playoff performer, and what he did in the playoff, he elevated his game and all this other stuff. Matt Bombay never won one Cy Young, let alone two. I think Lindsey Gums was back-to-back. That's literally saying for 2 years straight, you were the best pitcher in baseball, in the National League at least. He was unhittable in his prime. I'm not going to argue anybody that says Mad Bum. I'm just going to say, let's not be so quick to dismiss Tim Lincecum and what he was able to do.
Yeah, you look at Bumgarner's like accolades on Baseball Reference, and like he's got the four All Stars or whatever, but all of his other ones are all postseason stuff.
Yeah,
NLCS MVP, World Series MVP, 3-time World Series winner. 2-time Silver Slugger, if you're into that.
Now, shout out to him. Shout out Ohtani before Ohtani. You know, he just didn't get the opportunity.
All right, relax.
Keegan Murray. You know, he's like Keegan Murray. He just didn't get the opportunity. He could have been Ohtani.
What they tell me.
Tim Lincecum, that boy was nasty. 08, 09, that boy was something else. And Bumgarner, he elevated his game in the playoffs, but in the regular season, he was never on the level of Tim Lincecum as far as being the best player. So just an interesting question. Good job by Jesse. But one of the people that answered the question, he says, Timmy won back-to-back Cy Youngs for a reason. He also said Mad Bum is one of the greatest World Series pitchers of all time, ERA under one, all this other stuff. It's from our guy, Drew the Local Guy, who will be on D'Lo and KC tomorrow afternoon. Drew the Local Guy pulling up on us. It's something that I wanted to do.
It's a 13-20 debut, right?
It is. It's something that I wanted to do because a lot of these people that we have and we love on King's Twitter, you know, sometimes I want to hear from them. Sometimes they may disagree with what I say or what D'Lo says or anything else like that. And I say, yo, we don't have to tweet about it. Come talk. Let's have a conversation.
So he's going to pull up like, yeah, I don't agree with nothing that goes on here.
Right. So Drew the Local Guy, man, he's going to pull up on us. I got another one coming up on Friday that I haven't been able to confirm, and I'm trying to make that happen. So, you know, I'm just trying to get some of our people from King's Twitter, man, to pull up on the show, man, and sit down and have a conversation. It's the time of the year to do something like that. So we're going to have a good time tomorrow. We're going to have a good time right now. As we go into the phone lines, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Got my guy, Buddha. Buddha, what's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? Delaware, stand up, man. Shout out Jersey, man. Shout out Philly. You know what it is.
Here, what's up, Brody, man? It's good to talk to you, man.
Yes, sir, man. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, happy birthday to you, family.
Thank you, brother. Man. I appreciate you.
I hope you enjoyed yourself and had the time of your life.
Hey, man, I'm here. I'm breathing. I got my family. I got my health, man. I'm blessed.
In a good state. Yeah, man. You can't beat that. That's real talk.
Straight up, man. Straight up. What's on your mind, bro?
Shoot, man. It's windowing down, so let me hurry up and get my quick little taste. And I don't know what's going on with free agency and the trades. I heard trade season over, but let me hurry up and try to get one more trade.
You good?
So, yeah, I mean, James always said, you don't trade Keegan Murray because you always need more Keegan Murrays, right?
Uh-huh.
So why not go ahead and get Chris, man?
Chris who?
Murray.
Chris Murray.
Oh, Chris Murray.
He got defense just like Keegan. The body's the same, for real. The shooting a little off, but I feel like he got lost in the mix over there in Portland. They got a lot of guards, well, a lot of wings over there. We got a lot of guards.
I mean,
so I feel like it would be a good little switch off.
It could be that he got lost in the mix. I don't think that's the case. Like, if you want to go get Chris Murray and you trade Saric for Chris Murray, like, sure, that is literally taking a flyer. Sure, I'll take a flyer on Chris Murray. Like, cool. But I ain't giving up anything of significance for Chris Murray.
Going off of that, not Chris Murray, but just more so bringing in a young player. I saw something the other day on NBA Central. It was one of the Lakers beat writers, I believe. I have to go back and double check it. I can pull it up. But they're not too hot on Dalton Connect over there. It seems like he doesn't have too much value around the league.
Somebody else was talking about that. I got some texts about, yo, can we go get Dalton Connect?
Like I saw, yeah, you're not necessarily going to be able to get a first-round pick for Dalton Connect anymore. Mm. Maybe it's time for the rivals to go work real quick.
Mm. I'm
maybe,
with that.
Maybe you offer them Devin Carter. I don't know if it's straight up or how that even works. I don't know how the Lakers exactly feel about Connect, too. Like, if J.J. Redick thinks he can work with him, I'm only just familiar with over here and stuff. But
yeah.
maybe that's something where it's like, because the Lakers need a guard, too, as well, I think. I've seen Jrue Holiday linked to them. I'm sure they're probably looking for guys who are, like, can help more now. Because, like, obviously, with the LeBron stuff and all that. But, I mean, if not, and you can't find anything for Connect, maybe you could find something here.
I'm thinking about it from the Kings' side, from the Kings'
Roddy says, give me Rui Hachimura instead. Sure, but that's not happening.
Yeah, yeah, give me Luka instead. Yes, we don't.
Like, I would love Rui Hachimura as well, but...
Yes, give me that guy instead. No, you're not getting that for a second rounder. But Dalton Connect,
it's kind of the change of scenery I was talking about too the other day. Was like, it's not working for him over here. It's not working for our guy over here. Let's switch him.
I take and Roddy talking about for Malik for Dalton. I'm talking. You just said laid it out, Jesse. I'm talking like second rounder or Devin Carter.
Yeah, my idea is Devin Carter. Like Devin Carter doesn't fit here. Kings need wings, so you go and see if they want to take Devin Carter for Dalton Connect.
Yeah, I'd absolutely.
Maybe he fits better over there than he does here.
Now, looking on the Lakers aspect of it, they just got Marcus Smart. So
true.
I don't know if there's any place for Devin Carter. Right now, their backup point guard is Gabe Vincent, who...
They don't even like Gabe Vincent.
Because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
He's had a rough couple of years as far as trying to stay healthy out there. I don't know. I mean, I'd try it.
I think you at least make the call.
You know, okay, Dalton Connect, yes, that's who I would like. But I'm going to help somebody out right here as I look at the roster. I'm going to help people out. I know people might be saying this and all this other. All right, cool. You guys know how I feel about this guy. What if you offered to take Jared Vanderbilt back for Devin Carter? That's a guy that kind of fits a need here for the Kings. Now, you guys know how I feel about Jared Vanderbilt. The guy can't shoot. He's a liability on the offensive end. He's top flight, you know, as a defender on the wing. I don't take that away from him at all. But at some point, you're going to be playing 4-on-5 on the offensive end.
I would do that.
You would?
Yeah. You can try to make it work with Vanderbilt. He's 6'8". Like, you need size and all that stuff. He's a great defender. I think so. Yeah, I'd do that.
Mm. Will Z in the chat says he did a Sark for Vanderbilt trade, basically a salary dump for the Lakers.
Say less.
Yeah, that might even be even better. That might even be even better because now you still have that piece of Devin Carter that you can use in another trade. Vanderbilt, like, he's cool. Like, I'm not, you guys know how I am. I'm not crazy about guys that bring zero to the offensive end. I'm not saying he got to be Trae Young on the offensive end, but you can't be a liability on the offensive end. Because, once again, now you're playing 4-on-5. You have guys that already can't create their own shot when you talk about Sabonis and Keegan Murray. Like, guys just going to be sitting in their lap when they have the ball in the post or Keegan's got it on the perimeter because they're not guarding Jared Vanderbilt. And, look, we're also talking, when we talk about Jared Vanderbilt, we're not talking about 40 minutes a night. We're talking about 15 minutes. So maybe you can get by in those situations with him. You definitely can in the regular season. I'm thinking about a potential postseason situation, but maybe that's the cart before the horse when you talk about the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I mean, either one I like. Like, Jared Vanderbilt, like, the Kings need defense and all that, so I think you could take a flyer on him. But it's kind of just looking around the league to see what is out there for Devin Carter. I saw that thing with the Lakers. Like, all right, maybe there's something where they can work together.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that. I like that. You're cooking on that one. Reminder, like I said, we've got Guru coming up at about 2:15. We're open the whole rest of the time, man. As Damian likes to say, you are part of the show. Call into the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320. Want to hear from you on anything we're talking about. Or in this situation, on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320 once again, or in the chatty house. Come on, man. Ask KC anything, man. Hit me up. What you want to know? What you want to talk to good old KC about, man? What questions you have, man? I'm going to answer almost anything. So call in, text, whatever you want to do. I also want to give a shout out to my guy, Mitch. Mitch, if you're listening, I saw the happy birthday.
Yeah, why'd you leave him hanging, man?
No, well, it. So, look.
Mitch.
All right, this is going to sound some type of way, man. I don't want it to, man.
We'll let you know if it does. Don't worry. We got you back.
I don't want it to sound some type of way.
No, go ahead. Say it.
Because I'm appreciative. Man, I was flooded with happy birthday wishes yesterday, man. It was a lot. It was overwhelming. I didn't even get to Facebook yet. You know what I'm saying? I gotta respond. I responded back to as many people as I could yesterday while still trying to enjoy the day, you know. So, Mitch, it just kind of got lost in the shuffle. I saw you. I was doing something on 102.5. I was like, oh, man, I gotta tell my man thank you. And
nah, Mitch, when he gets to it, he'll get to it. All right? Stop complaining. When he gets to it, he'll get to it.
Yeah, man, look, Drew talking about Facebook with question marks. Yes, yeah, I still got the Facebook, and they was hitting your boy up. It's crazy. My mom posted. She had about 95 comments of happy birthday. I got to, you know, let the people appreciate that. And then you get the notification of like, yo, it's your birthday. People just, hey, happy birthday, Casey. Happy birthday, Kenny. All this other stuff. Lisa, you know our girl Lisa here. She hit me up. I appreciate it. It was a lot. It was a lot, and I'm trying to get back to everybody. So, Mitch, I saw you yesterday, Mitch. I apologize, big dog. I appreciate you. Shout out to my guy, Mitch. You know it's always love, man.
Take a ticket, get in line.